It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that, some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. How we doing on a Thursday? Hope you're having an outstanding day. Staying hydrated, my goodness. When the heat showed up, it showed up. It's a burner out there today. Thankfully, I am inside the Shirley Street studio. Yes, I am Colbert. This is a Thursday edition of Cole and Company on May 12th of 2022. And as always, a jam-packed show headed your way. And however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, just type in 1650102.3thefan and hammer the like button. At that all-new website, you can get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content, a lot of which I bring you at the very top of this show every weekday during area sports news and scores. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. Email address, perhaps you'd rather reach out that way, by all means, fire away. Questions, comments, maybe something or someone you'd like to hear on a future show, send it along. Cole at 1650thefan.com is the email address, C-O-L-E, Cole at 1650thefan.com. As I mentioned, area sports news and scores. As always, we'll lead it off here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday, and it looks like it will cool off, and we're going to be back into the 70s next week, which I'm all about that. Let's do that for a long time, please. After we hear from Megan Mulford with that forecast, we'll come back. And in the second segment, we will continue our metro area baseball and softball season previews. Cedar Falls baseball coach Brett Williams will drop by. The Tigers, 18-21 last season, but they made it all the way to the Region 3 Class 4A Substate Championship game where they came up short. I think it was 4-2 was the final of that game against a really good Cedar Rapids Prairie team. Coach Williams, with the challenge of having lost a number of seniors that played big roles on that team last year, he's got to restack the deck and get things figured out with a little bit younger team, but also a really good junior class, obviously, that's now seniors. So Coach Williams will join us next, and we'll learn about the Tiger baseball team as they open up their season this upcoming Monday at Iowa City Liberty. After we're done hearing from Coach Williams, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim. On the other side of that break, it's the Tiger Hour today as Cedar Falls boys soccer coach Spencer Steffi is scheduled to drop by. The Tigers are 10-3 overall this spring, 4-1 in the MVC, and they have just two games left in their regular season. And they've got an outstanding forward in Truman Unruh, who is second in the state in goals with 31 and points with 71. And just saw a recent story at DesMoinesRegister.com where he is a potential player of the year candidate, as you might imagine, with those kind of numbers. So we'll learn about the Cedar Falls boys soccer team ahead of postseason play. As I mentioned, just two regular season games left for the Tigers when Coach Spencer Steffi joins us in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we take the final timeout. That's when you get an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back after that and wrap up what is a Thursday edition of the show. Quickly here, before we jump into area sports news and scores, I know I'm a couple days late on this, but, I mean, did you guys see the bag, as the kids would say, that Tom Brady got from Fox? 10 years, $375 million. And it's been talked about inside out, upside down, I mean, seven ways from Sunday, as you might imagine, as you've probably heard here on The Fan from our great lineup of shows. But I think just simply put for me, and not that I have like this massive business acumen, I do think I have a pretty good grasp on the sports business. I'm not sure how you get a return on that investment. Now, I know he's also going to operate as some sort of ambassador for Fox Sports, but I would love to just sit down with one of the suits that negotiated this deal, and then, albeit one of their number crunchers, consultants, whoever the hell it was, and be like, okay, so you guys are a multi-million dollar corporation. Fox Sports might be a billion dollar. I would imagine a billion dollar corporation if you're handing out that kind of money to Tom Brady. Please, like, could you just tell me how you're going to get the return on this investment? And the thing is, too, which I've seen some people point out and some people made a point to, you know, really stir it up and lean into how they don't think Tom Brady can be good at the job. I think he's got a better chance than not to be good at it, especially since we've seen Tom Brady come out of his shell since leaving New England. And, like, Tom Brady's so good, and my Bears stink so much that he really doesn't bother me. I mean, it's obviously incredible what he's done in his career, and it's one of those things where I think that even if you don't like the guy, you got to have respect for him. But when it comes to being an analyst, I mean, he's putting himself out there. But you know he's going to prepare. He's going to do everything in his power to be good at it. He just can't be New England Tom Brady, you know? He's got to be Tampa Tom. And maybe, you know, just maybe it'd help him out if he does a couple shots of that avocado tequila that he was sipping on when they had the boat parade after the Super Bowl win. And enough of avocado tequila to chuck the Super Bowl trophy from one boat to another. That might help, too. But, I mean, and then the thing is, and they talked about this on the Dan Patrick Show this morning, if the Buccaneers are not in the Super Bowl and Fox is paying him that much money, I mean, hey, Tommy, get up here. Get to work, man. We're paying you too much not to. It'll be interesting to see how it all works out, but fascinating that, you know, he's getting a contract from Fox that, you know, outdoes any contract that he's gotten as a pro, and he's the greatest of all time, right? So, interesting stuff. Just wanted to put my two cents in on that. All right, let's dive right in here. A lot to get to. Area sports news and scores. Girls High School Regional Tennis took place yesterday. Cedar Falls did well at the 2A Regional in Marshalltown. Tigers' Maya Malavarapu defeated Sasha Hyacinth of Waterloo West in the singles finals. And Cedar Falls' Sharia Kalala and Ella Sager beat a team from Cedar Rapids Kennedy to win the doubles finals. In a 1A Regional at Waterloo Columbus, the Sailors' Allie Hagness beat teammate Sophia Fain to win the singles finals, and Columbus's Avery Hogan and Chloe Butler won the doubles finals. The winners and runners-up move on to the state tournament, which takes place May 27th and 28th. The Cedar Falls girls' golf team captured the Metro Meet Championship yesterday, Final round of the meet took place at Gates Park in Waterloo. Cedar Falls shot a 179. Waterloo West was second with a 209. Tigers finished the 36-hole meet with a 722 as a team. Waterloo West in second with an 842. Columbus was third, and East finished fourth. Individually yesterday, Cedar Falls' Molly Ratchford fired a 40 to win medalist honors. The Tigers' Marley Richter was a runner-up with a 41. Overall, Ratchford won the Metro meet with a 167. Molly Faraday of Columbus was runner-up four strokes back with a 171. Today in high school sports in the Metro, in girls soccer, Columbus travels to Union, and in girls golf, Waterloo West is at Waverly Shell Rock. Berths into the state track and field meet on the line today. Right now, as I speak, state qualifying meets going on in all four classes. The Metro schools are competing today. Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, and East at a 4A meet at Dubuque Senior, and Columbus is at a 2A meet in Grundy Center. The state track and field championships take place May 19th through the 21st at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, and we will have updates throughout those 3 days on the results of area and metro athletes here on The Fan and at 1650thefan.com. In case you missed it yesterday, a school official confirmed via Twitter that Waverly Shell Rock will apply for membership to the Mississippi Valley Conference. Waverly Shell Rock was recently voted out of the Northeast Iowa Conference after it was demonstrated that WSR had grown much larger than most other schools in the conference, creating a competitive imbalance. WSR had been in the NEIC since 1933, and it's scheduled to exit the conference at the end of next school year on June 30th of 2023. Waterloo East recently left the Mississippi Valley Conference to join the newly formed Iowa Alliance Conference, which left the Mississippi Valley Conference with an odd number of 15 schools. The Iowa State softball team opened up play in the Big 12 tournament this afternoon in Oklahoma City against Baylor. The fourth-seeded Cyclones edged out a 2-1 win over the fifth-seeded Bears in walk-off fashion in the bottom of the eighth on a Casey Simpson sack fly. Iowa State trailed 1-0 entering the bottom of the seventh, but managed to force extra innings after Leah Nelson came home on a pass ball. A pair of singles by Angelina Allen and Malaysia Ochoa, followed by an Elisa Ranches walk, loaded the bases for Simpson with one out in the eighth. The senior then sent the fly ball into shallow right center field to score the winning run. Carly Charles earned the starting nod and tossed five scoreless, struck out six, had only one walk allowed with four hits, and Ellie Spellhog entered in relief and earned the win, her 11th of the season. The Cyclones advanced to the semifinals of the Big 12 Championship Friday at 1 p.m. against number one Oklahoma. The UNI softball team has been recognized by the Missouri Valley Conference with all sorts of postseason awards. UNI won the Valley regular season title going 22-2 and also earned four specialty awards for the second consecutive year. Ryan Jacobs and his staff named Coach of the Year. It's the fifth time in his career he's earned the honor. UNI sophomore catcher Emmy Wells was named the Valley Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. First time that's happened in UNI school history. She batted 319 with 19 home runs and 51 RBI. Maya Dodge was named Freshman of the Year. She led the Panthers with a 367 batting average with 54 hits, 8 doubles, and 13 home runs. The Panthers tied a school record with 6 players named to all-conference teams. Both Wells and Dodge, of course, named to the first team, along with second baseman Taylor Hogan, Columbus Catholic native or alum, and pitcher Kalen Packard, named to the second team, outfielder Madison Parks, and pitcher Samantha Heyer. UNI has swept a pair of Missouri Valley Conference track and field honors. Mallory Hensey was named the Female Field Athlete of the Week, while Darius King was named the Male Field Athlete of the Week. Hensey had a career-best throw in the discus at the Wisconsin Classic, taking second place at the meet with a throw of 171 feet 6 inches, nearly 20 feet farther than her previous personal best. King pulled double duty in the shot put and discus at the Wisconsin Classic. He threw 65 feet 4 inches in the shot put to take second in the event and followed it up with a second place toss in the discus with a throw of 187 feet, 3 inches, a career best. The Wartburg baseball team opened play today at the American Rivers Conference Tournament with a 13-2 win over Nebraska Wesleyan at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. The six-seeded Knights banged out 16 hits over the third-seed Prairie Wolves, leading 2-0. Wartburg blew the game open when they exploded for 7 runs in the top of the fourth, and the Knights will play next against second-seeded Loras tomorrow at 2. 5 Wartburg softball players have earned all-conference honors from the American Rivers Conference. Sydney Ilg and Olivia Brecht were named to the first team, while Ella Link and Kaylee Springer were selected to the second team. And named honorable mention was Tara Weddy. The Knights earned the American Rivers Conference automatic berth into the Division III NCAA tournament after winning the ARC tournament. The Knights open NCAA play tomorrow afternoon. They play Illinois Wesleyan in St. Joseph, Minnesota. And the Wartburg track and field squads will be involved in the American Rivers Conference Outdoor Track Championships beginning today at Loras College. It goes through Saturday. Men's team is looking to repeat as conference champions. After last season, the Knights women are looking for their first conference title since the 2019 season. The Wartburg men's team is ranked 13th nationally, while the women's squad is ranked 8th. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash VSiN action update and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, metro area baseball and softball season previews continue. Cedar Falls baseball coach Brett Williams up next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Well, the Heat have won every game at home in this series and now are up 3-2 on the Sixers. Game 6 tonight in Philly, where they are 2-0 in this series, but trying to get back into it, and James Harden reverting back to the player we've seen more of in these playoffs with only 14 points in 37 minutes in Game 5. Also tonight, the Suns looking for their first road win of the series and to eliminate the Mavericks. Game 6 taking place in Dallas. The NFL schedule will officially be released tonight. We've already had several leaks, and among them, the 2022 slate will include a rematch of Super Bowl 55 with the Buccaneers hosting the Chiefs. It'll be the sixth meeting between future Hall of Famer Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike going to bypass the Preakness to wait for the Belmont Stakes. Baseball today, the Mets down the Nationals by a score of 4-1. Taijuan Walker, 7 scoreless innings in which he allowed 3 hits in the victory. Houston defeated Minnesota 11-3 in the completion of the resume game. Also, of the suspended game, I should say. Top 4, it's Houston with a 9-0 lead, make that 3-0 lead over Minnesota, while Oakland defeated Detroit 5-3 and Baltimore over St. Louis 3-2. I'm Rich Ackerman.
I paid off my bet by sending Cedric Maxwell his dozen bagels, so let's recap. Bucks, Celtics, Warriors, Grizzlies, and you know the Zach Gelb Show will preview 2 Game 6s later, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
Warm days, cold beer, and hot takes. The Fan is your official summer sports station.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enchi.
At Waterloo Schools, our graduates are workforce ready and college ready. Thanks to our unique approach to helping students identify early on what their strengths, interests, and passions are, we're committed to ensuring our Waterloo School students graduate with a diploma and a plan. We'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate several of our graduates. East High's Alonzia Quinn for being named KWWL's Best of Class, recognized by Des Moines Register's Academic All-State, and for the Governor's Scholar Award. Also at East is Nathan Sothard for the Governor's Scholar Award. And then at West, we've got Jordan Walkin named KWWL's Best of Class, as well as receiving the Governor's Scholar Award, and Jade Domitab, recognized by Des Moines Register's Academic All-State. Congratulations to these outstanding seniors. At Waterloo Schools, we're growing champions from kindergarten to college and beyond. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
Spring is here, and so are the savings at Tommy's Car Wash in Waterloo. Sign up as a member and download the Tommy Club app today and get the first month free. Tommy's Express Car Wash offers you an experience like no other. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location, plus unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online on Facebook or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSiN.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA Game 6 is tonight in the semifinals. The Heat up 3-2 on the Sixers and a 2.5-point underdog in Philadelphia. 207 the set total. In the West, the Suns lead the Mavericks 3-2. Phoenix a 2-point favorite in Game 6 in Dallas. 212.5 the total. The 2022 AT&T Byron Nelson from McKinney, Texas today through Sunday. Scottie Scheffler a +1,000 favorite ahead of Justin Thomas at +1,200 and Xander Schauffele at +1,800. Baseball, the Cubs are off today, traveling out west to take on the Diamondbacks starting Friday. The White Sox have the Yankees starting today. Chicago a -130 money line favorite in game one. New York at +108, 7.5 the set total.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 65. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Cloudy 58 tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Low 80s Saturday. Low 70s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 92.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole and Company. And today, we continue on with our metro area baseball and softball previews. It all gets going next week. And today, we're covering the Cedar Falls Tigers. And head coach Brett Williams is our guest. Tigers coming off of an 18-21 season, and they ended up in the in a Class 4A sub-state championship game when they came up just short to a really good Cedar Rapids Prairie team, lost some seniors just about like everybody else does on a regular basis. So time to find out about this Tiger team. Coach Williams, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
We're doing great, Cole. We appreciate you covering this, and we're excited for this year's season.
Yeah, I imagine so. It's nice that we got baseball weather going on now. You've got a season opener coming up on Monday on the road at Iowa City Liberty. So tell me, how have practices gone and anything in particular that stuck out about your team as you've gotten ready for this season to start?
Yeah, you know, we graduated some seniors that will be tough to replace, but we've been really excited with the level of competition that we've had in practices. I think we have created a little more depth in our program over the last couple of years, and that's really exciting because, you know, sometimes we come into a season where a lot of the positions are, well, this guy's going to be here, and we certainly have some of that this year, but I think there's just some guys competing for a position here or there, and it's going to make it tough. You know, we'll have some ability to be flexible in our lineup and have guys that maybe aren't, if they need a night off because they're wearing down a little bit, we can go to another kid and feel like, hey, we're going to have the same sort of output. And I think that's the one exciting thing we have going this year is I think we just have a lot of different pieces we can move around this year.
Yeah, you lost 10 seniors. About 4 or 5 of them were regular contributors. And when you talk about that competition, Coach Williams, it makes complete sense. I also wonder, too, you know, there's probably those guys that are in that, you know, 11th to 17th player range. Those guys got to stay engaged because who knows how a season transpires when you've graduated the amount of talent you have, right? Is that part of your message you've gotten out there?
Certainly. One of the things we talk about a lot is prepare for success. You know, every time, and sometimes success looks different for guys or opportunities look different. But if in a practice, you know, time, you have an opportunity to put in that energy and that effort, we're going to rely on you at some point. We're going to look for those guys that have done that during the practice and said, hey, you know, we've seen this kid work really hard in practice. It's his turn for a chance. And you know, you have to be ready for that. And that's the one thing about our team that we've really tried to, you know, kind of impress upon them is be ready for the moment. You don't know when your moment may come. You may be an everyday starter. Or you may be an every other day guy. Or you're a, you know, 2 or 3 at bat a week guy. But we're going to ask you in a tough spot to come in. If you're not preparing like you're mentally ready for that, it's going to be tough to be successful in that moment.
Beyond the lineup and how fluid that might be, particularly throughout the early portion of the season, Coach Williams, beyond that, what are going to be the questions that you're going to be looking for answers for in the early going and the challenges you're anticipating with your team.
Yeah, you spoke to those seniors that graduated last year, and if you look at our playoff run, and it was an awesome one, it was fun, but every inning that we pitched during the playoffs last year was a senior, and so that's going to be really difficult to replace. You know, but we mapped out how many guys that we have pitching. You know, the other night in the scrimmage, we had, I think, six kids go out there and pitch, and we gave up two hits during that. And then tonight we've got another one where we've got, you know, seven more guys going to be on the mound. And so I think we've got plenty of kids that can pitch. We're just not sure what those pieces look like, where they fit together. And we certainly have some kids coming back with some varsity innings. You know, we've got a Shea Busco that pitched a lot for us last year. We've got a Max Steinlogge that, you know, as a sophomore pitched all of our big moment opportunities. And so we've got some of those guys in there. We just don't know where they all fit together. And you know, we get six starters back from that sub-state final game. Mm-hmm. It's just, where do they land? Where do we put them in? And how do they mesh with some of the young guys that are fighting for a shot?
You know, when it comes to figuring out a pitching staff, I think back to playing some weekend tournaments, and I've got your schedule in front of me, Coach Williams, with all of your Mississippi Valley Conference games. I see a game on June 11th at Mid Prairie. Are you guys going to be able to play some tournaments on the weekends or have some out-of-conference games where you're going to be able to maybe have the liberty to make some decisions and find some things out outside the throes of conference play?
Yeah, that's the tough thing about our schedule this year is we come right out of the gate with two conference games on the first two nights of the year, and usually we've got at least even that Metro tournament. Well, that's pushed back to the end of that week. You know, that June 11th date is actually we go to North Scott for a tournament.
Okay.
And so it's North Scott, Mid-Prairie, and then I think Burlington, West Burlington, Notre Dame. And so some different people there, and obviously on a weekend, you know, sandwiched around conference games on Monday and Friday – We're going to ask some guys that haven't pitched a lot to say, hey, we need you to keep us in a game or give us an opportunity. And here's your chance to say, hey, I deserve more innings. And I think that's part of what we're going to ask guys to do. You know, even in our scrimmages that we've had against, we were against New Hampton the other night, and now we're going to Independence tonight. And we're going to ask guys, hey, this is a chance for you to prove that you belong or you earn more opportunities. And that's something that we just talk about a lot within our program, is just the opportunity to earn everything, earn chances for at-bats, you know. And so I think that's where we're going to be at. And certainly with the pitching staff, we've got some young kids that are going to get an opportunity. We've got some veterans, maybe some seniors that haven't thrown a lot that, hey, we need you. And I think that's where we're at, you know, in our program, and we're excited for that. And I think it's just, there's a lot of question marks when you're talking pitching.
What can you tell me about just what you see in terms of skill sets from that pitching staff? Is it pretty wide-ranging, lefties, righties, velocity, breaking stuff? What sticks out in terms of what kind of different skills guys are bringing, you know, to the table here?
So I think that's the one thing that excites me a little bit is there is a lot of different styles, and that'll help us. We'll have a little more left-handed pitching than we've had in the past. Or that opportunity to go to that left-handed pitching. We've got some guys that can throw hard. And we've got some guys. We don't have maybe that top-end guy where it's a 90-plus like some of the teams in our league. But I think we've got enough. And I think one thing that I think is going to be important for us is our defense, I think, is going to be better than we've had it, or just a lot of depth in those areas and flexibility in positions where, you know, a kid like Caleb Racy hasn't pitched a ton. We've got some guys that can come in and play shortstop, so then we can maybe rely on him on the mound a little more. And just being able to move parts around and not sacrifice defense, and that's really important. And I think that's where I think we'll be really good is the idea of we're going to stay in a lot of ball games if our guys are throwing strikes. And I think that helps pitchers when they understand that they can go up there and they've got a defense behind them that are going to make plays. You know, in our scrimmage the other night, we played nine innings. I don't think we had an error in the whole nine innings. And we played everybody. And so I think that's something that's important for us to understand. And I know that's not going to happen every night. You know, there are going to be some good nights and some bad nights. But if we can have more good nights than bad nights, I think I like our chances.
Absolutely. Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, I think you hinted at it there. I wanted to ask you, you know, how do you see this team taking shape? What ultimately is the blueprint for this Tiger team playing its best baseball? That usually changes from year to year, particularly after a couple years go by. What do you see maybe about this team that's going to be different than last year's team, besides the fact that, you know, you graduated so many seniors who had been such a big part of the program for 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, I think early on, I don't know that we're going to hit as many home runs as we maybe did last year. You know, we had Gage Blanchard, Connor Woods, and those guys, you know, they were awesome. But they were able to really put the ball, you know, any one swing could go over the fence. And that's tough for a pitching, you know, an opponent to face. And I don't think we're going to be that type of team this year. I think we're going to be a lot of doubles. I think we're going to run a little bit more than we have. I think our overall team speed top to bottom is better. And so I think those are the things from a hitting standpoint that we're going to do better maybe than last year. But, you know, last year the ability to hit a home run is kind of an equalizer sometimes. And so we're going to have to do some things a little more creatively. We may bunt a little more, who knows. We didn't do a ton of that last year. But we're just going to have to be able to do a lot of little things really well. And I think that's the most important part is we talked about this the other day is do your job. Like, do your job. And if your teammate does his job, then we're pretty good.
You mentioned Caleb Raisty, who plays a really great shortstop for you, is a factor in the batter's box and potentially will contribute as well on the mound this year. I know Ben Phillips, another one who had a really good junior season. Fair to say those guys are a couple of your leaders. I'm just curious to find out about your leadership group, Coach Williams.
Yeah, those guys, you know, we talk about a Max Steinlange. He's been in a lot of big moment games through his four-year career. He's been a starter ever since he's a freshman, so he's another guy. You know, but we've got a ton of them. Jaden Kramer's another one. Logan Strasburg's a kid that played a lot last year, and he's got another opportunity to lead, and he's one of our catchers. And we returned Shea Busco that started a bunch of games behind the plate for us. And so I think those are some of those positions, you know, in center field, shortstop, and catcher that you want guys leading and being kind of your stalwarts defensively. And you talked about Philly. I mean, he's a kid that, you know, we knew he was going to be good. We didn't know how good last year, and he proved it. And he's come in, worked hard, and got stronger. You know, I heard a couple of the other interviews of guys getting in the weight room. We had a really good year in the weight room, and that's been helpful. We've got a couple of young guys that I think will surprise a lot of kids, and we just haven't seen them because we didn't need to move those kids up and rush them, you know, like we've maybe had to in the past. And I think that's something that's going to help us a ton is we don't have to rush kids up to the varsity level until they're ready to compete and compete at a high level.
Tell me a little bit more about how the underclassmen can and will contribute to this team. Do you anticipate, you know, on the mound, defensively, on the base pass, in the batter's box, maybe more so in one or two of those areas than others? So what are you seeing right now in terms of how those underclassmen will contribute to varsity baseball?
Yeah, I think in all of those aspects, you know, we've got a couple of young pitchers that we're going to have to rely on right away because we have lost so many pitchers from last year. You know, we've got a couple of kids. This is the first time in a long time, but we got a couple of kids that, you know, will be state track athletes on the roster, and those guys will be able. They can fly. You know, we've got a Derek Woods that. He can run and he can play a lot of different positions. He'll be a guy that will factor in once state track gets over. You know, we've got a couple of sophomores that have had really great springs hitting the ball. A Logan Rowe and a Colin Coonrad are kids that they've got an opportunity to factor in as sophomores. But our junior class too, they had a really successful year at the sophomore level last year, and those guys want opportunities. You know, the great thing about it is we're going to have to make some tough decisions throughout the year. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, we have 6 returning starters, but some of those positions have got guys nipping at their heels and ready to go. And that makes me excited. You know, I think you never know until the lights come on. And we start out the gate with a Liberty team that returns a ton of pitching, and they're going to be really good right out of the chute. And that'll be a tough test. And then, you know, we'll see our Metro rivals later in the week. And those are always tough ball games. And those teams are getting better, and so, you know, we're going to have to come focused and ready to go. But I'm excited about the nucleus and And like I said, the flexibility that we have this year, mm-hmm. I think is going to be really important.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. A real pleasure learning about this year's Tiger baseball team. Best of luck, best of health, and we'll get you back on the show sometime soon, hopefully after you've racked up a bunch of W's, all right?
All right. Thanks a lot, Cole. We'll look forward to that.
Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. We'll take a break now. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. We'll talk Cedar Falls boys soccer. Coach Spencer Steffi joins us next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Three Iowa Cub pitchers combined on a four-hitter as the iCubs made it three in a row over Omaha this afternoon in Des Moines with a 5-0 win. It was Iowa's first shutout of the season. With an RPI in the mid-60s, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team has some work to do to boost its NCAA at-large hopes heading into Friday night's start of a Big Ten series at Michigan State. The Hawkeyes are tied for third in the league race with a record of 12-6, and they're coming off the end of exam week.
You know, I've done this 35 years, and every team that I've coached handled it a little bit differently. Some are a little sluggish, some are loose and excited to be done with school. You just really don't know until you get out there and play.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller at the Big 12 softball tournament in Oklahoma City. Casey Simpson's sacrifice fly in the bottom of the eighth drove in the game winner as Iowa State edged Baylor 2-1 in the opening round. The Cyclones play top-seeded Oklahoma in Friday's semifinals. This is Radio Iowa.
When severe weather happens, the ability to receive emergency alerts can help keep your household safe. Alert Iowa is the statewide notification system used to send alerts to residents through either text, phone call, or email. Local officials can use Alert Iowa to send you notifications before, during, and after an emergency. Sign up today by visiting alert.iowa.gov. Don't wait until an emergency happens. Sign up now to keep your household safe at alert.iowa.gov.
There's nothing like the open road, the countryside, the freedom, roar of the engine. You know, the wind feels great on my face, but your bumper? Not so much. Look, all we're asking is for you to look twice and keep us in mind when you're out on the road. Hey, I'm 6'3", 280 pounds, but I still fit in your blind spot.
Fenders bend, bones don't. This reminder to share the road with motorcycles is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUY for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code BUY. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUY for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code BUY for a $5 bonus.
At National Brake Center, we don't just do brakes. We offer complete expert car care.
Let us create a game plan for you at discount prices in order to maximize your investment.
I'm Mike Weidman.
And I'm David Brookman.
You can trust us to deliver expertise on your brake jobs, suspension, tires, tune-ups, and much more at discount prices.
Come visit us at National Brake Center next to Liberty Car Company, 407 East Mullen in Waterloo.
Are you ready to be amazed?
Book online today at nationalbrakecenter.com.
Or call 235-6300.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. We go from talking some Tiger baseball to Tiger soccer. The Cedar Falls boys soccer team, currently 10-3 overall, 4-1 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. A couple of regular season games left on the schedule before postseason play begins. And head coach Spencer Steffi, kind enough to join the show. Coach Steffi, how you doing today?
Great. Just got done with practice and enjoying the finally getting some nice weather.
Yeah, it's probably got to help that the guys are out there running around in a little bit of heat like this. That's a lot of times it seems like when you get into the postseason for soccer and particularly state, it's either like rainy and windy or it's 90 degrees out.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of an up and down season with the weather too. So this is probably what we expect from the west for the rest of the way. But early on in the season, the cold, windy days and just having some cancellation and postponements kind of threw a couple curveballs in our schedule early on in the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's been a tough season for all the spring sports, and hopefully now the weather will continue to be the way it's been here over the past week plus. But looking over the body of work of 13 games, as I mentioned, Coach, only a couple left in the regular season. Looking at that body of work, what have you liked most about your team this season?
Well, I thought the guys, it's a pretty senior-laden team, so a lot of those just cancellations and postponements and things like that, that everything that's kind of been thrown at these guys, they've done a good job of just going with it and kind of staying in the moment and kind of a game-to-game situation. So I'm really happy with how just how mature the team is and how well they've handled all the adversity and little things that were thrown at them so far this season.
How about when it comes to handling that? You know, that's certainly something that's more off the field, to be able to have that veteran mindset and perseverance when it comes to being on the pitch. In what area or areas, Coach Steffi, would you say your team has improved most this season?
I would say, I mean, we've always kind of looked to keep the ball, and we're a possession-based team, so I think we've taken an even bigger step forward in that direction. And, you know, there's been years past where some of these guys that are seniors now were played on teams that weren't quite as talented, and we're able to control a lot of our matches that we played. And even the ones that we lost were right in those matches. So I'm really happy with how the guys have done it. And a lot of that comes from just our work in the off season and working and playing futsal in the gyms and things like that. I'm really happy with how they've kind of just taken another, even further step forward from last season in those areas.
You mentioned that it is a senior-laden team, and among those seniors is Truman Unruh. He's second in the state in goals with 31, second in the state in points with 71, a potential Player of the Year candidate. Just tell us a little bit about Truman's skill set that's allowed him to produce at such a high level.
Yeah, he's just a natural goal scorer. He's a guy that he gets the ball on his foot and he can be dangerous no matter where he is on the field at a given time. He draws a lot of attention defender-wise because of his history and being you know, one of the top goal scorers in the state. You're going to draw attention, and he's done a really, really good job of just dealing with, you know, one-on-ones and double teams and different things that other teams have tried to throw at him. He's really good in the air. He's a technical finisher around the box. You know, he can create chances for himself, you know, take defenders on and things like that. It makes it dangerous. And he's always one that, you know, just his attitude's great too. He's always, you know, the first to kind of just give recognition to his teammates and different things like that. So solid player, and he's had a great career to this point, and we look forward to more of the same in the next couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Cedar Falls boys soccer coach Spencer Steffi, our guest right now on Cole & Company. Does Truman have any post-high school collegiate soccer plans, Coach?
Yeah, he is going to go to the University of Dubuque and play soccer there for them. And he also wants to attend their flight school. So that was a lot of his college decision. And he's kind of been set on that for a while now, his recruitment. I think even most of the summer last year, he was pretty set on that. So that's his plans now.
That's really cool to hear. You know, kind of moving back through the levels of your team, you know, talking about Truman and what he's brought as a forward. Talk to us about your midfield. You know, who's been the staples in your midfield, and what do you look for out of that group?
Yeah, our central midfield is very strong. We have a couple other seniors in Matthew Eel and Ryan Martin who are very experienced, you know, 3 or 4 year varsity players. In our center midfield, and then we also have a very talented sophomore, Ian O'Loughlin. So they kind of control the middle. They are very technical players. There are a lot of where our possession and offense is kind of it builds. Matthew Eel is a player that is able to kind of to win balls and kind of create offense from defense even many times. And then out on the wing, I would say Jake Whittlam's another player that's just a high energy guy. He plays on the wing for us in the midfield. One of our, you know, vocal leaders on the team, always has the energy, you know, make sure that the guys are bringing it in practice every day. So those are some really important pieces through the center of the pitch.
Moving back a level to your defense, tell us about your defenders and perhaps how they've improved throughout the season and been able to make life easier on everybody else out there.
Yeah, going into the season, that was one of the areas that we didn't bring a ton of experience back. So just one of those four on the back side, Simon is the only one that had any varsity experience going into the year. And then Grant Simonson, too, played a little bit. So we have a couple seniors back there that really, really solid players. We also have Jesus Alonso, who is a freshman and one of those guys that, you know, a young player like that, he's dealt with everything that was kind of thrown at him so far this season and really hasn't missed a beat. That was an area just going into the season. You look at some of that experience that we had and we were bringing back. That was one of the few areas we didn't have a ton of experience. But that's the unit that's really gelled. They're kind of the core of our team as far as, you know, we really don't sub them hardly at all. They do a good job of even, you know, Grant Simonson, one of our outside defenders, he's very attacking-minded player, so another area where we can kind of create some offense from defense in our back line.
Cedar Falls boys soccer coach Spencer Steffi, our guest for a few more minutes here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, Coach, tell me about your sophomore goalkeeper, Ethan Benecki. He's got a 86.5% mark in save percentage. That's impressive stuff, and that's gotta you know, offer some peace of mind to everybody else out there on the field.
Definitely, Ethan's rock solid back there. He's another vocal leader. He brings energy and just kind of, you know, vocally throughout the team. You know, talking on the field is really, really important, and it all kind of starts with him on that back line and goalkeeping. So, he just likes to compete. He doesn't like to lose. That's why he has some of those stats that he does. Every goal, I mean, he doesn't like giving up even one little goal, even when it really doesn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of things. So you got to love that, you know, mentality, especially in a goalkeeping position. You know, he's the only one on the field that we can rely on in that area. And, only a sophomore, so he got some experience toward the end of last year. He was thrown into some big moments and kind of rolled with it, and he's just taken ownership of that position and been another good kind of outstanding performer and leader for us.
Just two games left in the regular season. You guys host Dubuque-Wallert tomorrow night. What do you know about Dubuque-Wallert?
Yeah, Wallert, they're going to be very consistent as far as how they play. They're a very athletic, physical team. They like to kind of get under your skin a little bit. We expect to kind of, you know, just a lot of hard challenges, 50-50 balls, things like that. They're really, really good on set pieces. And typically they're a pretty, you know, tall team, so they'll try to look to score on, like, set pieces and corner kicks and just get the ball forward into the box and kind of outwork you up top. So they kind of pose a different challenge than what we've seen to this point in the year. We've seen a couple teams like that, but not quite exactly like Wallert. So I'm anxious, you know, just to see how we respond to something different that's thrown at us. And again, having some experience and things like that helps in that area as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And Coach, with these last couple regular season games and the training that will take place before the postseason gets underway, anything in particular you're looking for out of your team as the postseason is knocking on your door?
Yeah, biggest thing right now is we just want to be playing our best soccer through the next couple regular season games and then into the playoffs. We're going to have a bye in the first round of sub-state, which is nice. You always get the luxury of resting some legs, which is good, because at this point in the season you want to be healthy and playing your best. So what I'll look for in practices is just quality stuff, making sure that we're, you know, setting a tone and keeping some momentum going from these last couple regular season games and in through the postseason.
Coach Steffi, thanks so much for your time on the show today. It was a real pleasure learning about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cedar Falls boys soccer coach Spencer Steffi, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Colin Company. We're going to take our final timeout now. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Former Bengals CJ Uzama just saw Joe Burrow lead Cincy to the Super Bowl in his second NFL season. Now, the new Jets tight end is seeing similar year two potential in Zach Wilson. Uzama on Wednesday praised the work ethic of his new quarterback, adding of Wilson, quote, "He's talented as hell. I'm expecting him to make huge strides this season." The Lions have similar high hopes despite just 3 wins last season. Receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown said Wednesday the team isn't shooting for any goal lower than the Super Bowl. Thanks in large part to the addition of speedy Alabama receiver Jameson Williams in round one. St. Brown adds, quote, "I think we're a complete offense. Now we have so many weapons." In other news, the Texans bolstered their pass rush by signing former Bills veteran edge rusher Jerry Hughes, while the Bears added a pair of targets for Justin Fields, signing receivers Dante Pettis and Tajay Sharp. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need, and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money, simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Lockheed Martin understands what it takes to accomplish critical missions around the globe. They know it begins with long-standing partnerships rooted in expertise, interoperability, and trust. The most critical missions call for the F-35. It is essential to Allied air power. Across the growing community of F-35 nations, the need for alliance-based deterrence against evolving threats is stronger than ever. Lockheed Martin, your mission is ours.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. There are very few players who can put a team on their backs in the NBA playoffs, but the Greek Freak is one of them. Last night, he powered the Bucks past the Celtics in a nail-biter. The Bucks now lead 3-2 with the series going back to Milwaukee. It's no secret Giannis is a superstar, but his performance in round two has been as impressive as it gets. The Celtics came into the series as one of the hotter teams in the NBA and one of the better defenses. That defense embarrassed Brooklyn throughout the first round. The Bucks are just as dangerous, but the team has been without All-Star Chris Middleton. That's put even more pressure on Giannis, and he's delivered, averaging over 28 points per game against Boston, and his play on the defensive end has been just as impressive. Still time for the Celtics to make a comeback, but Giannis's performance in this series has served as a subtle reminder. It doesn't always matter how deep your bench is. Sometimes all you need is one superstar. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. At Lovesac, they know a lot about total comfort, and they also know that doesn't mean just a couch to sit on and relax. It's a couch that evolves with you and your ever-changing needs. Stealth Tech system featuring immersive 5.1 surround sound by Harman Kardon travels through the fabric and upholstery on your couch to deliver unparalleled immersive audio experience. Learn more at lovesac.com. Love, S-A-C, lovesac.com, designed for life furniture.
If you're in the market for a new home or your dream home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates. Over 300 loan products and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home and the mortgage that you want. Call now to see if you're pre-approved. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. I want to thank Cedar Falls baseball coach Brett Williams, as well as Cedar Falls boys soccer coach Spencer Steffi, for joining today's show. Hey, folks, maybe you've heard about it, maybe you haven't. Corn Country Fest, first annual, 8 hours of live music from Adam Keith, Wildcard, and country recording artist Terry Clark, who's got hits like Better Things to Do, Girls Lie Too, and Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. It'll be food, beer, fun games, and Mechanical Bull. You can learn a lot more and get your tickets today at corncountryfest.com, coming up on July 9th at National Cattle Congress in Waterloo. Have a great night, everybody. Cubs off today. Zach Gelb coming up next. I'll see you tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.